Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring.
Hay is for the animal horses.
It's their favorite food.
It's their favorite food. And also, we've kind of co-opted it as a famous greeting as humans of
in
hay.
The English language, which we speak well.
Which we mainly speak almost every day. And, you know, hay is a form of, if you're still not grasping hay, it's kind of a form of hello. What I think was when hay was invented was people just got sick and tired of saying a full hello.
Hello. And look tiring that is. Hello.
Don't you think it was like literally a farmer or something who first said it, like, hey, you know what I mean? I think a farmer invented the word hay as a greeting.
But and the farmer's child was like, what'd you say, dad? And he was like, you know what I meant. And he goes, yeah, I did know what you meant, dad.
And then he said it to his friends at school. And then whatever, whoever was like the Gen Z
then
of
the
that
youths.
Time.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoever was the Gen youths. Z of that time. The youths are the, any, every period in history has their Gen Z, which is their youths. Remember when millennials were the main?
I actually can't believe it. I can't believe it. I was just listening to a podcast that said half of the millennials have children. Half millennials have parents.
I thought you were going to say half millennials have perished. I was like, oh my God.
Well, probably that too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh my God. First of all, I have to make a quick aside. Someone commented on one of our TikToks from the last episode that Kat looks busted. And first of all, I want to say I wholeheartedly agree with you. And it's only getting worse because it's actually worse than it was. Here's what I have to say about it.
I look worse than I even did last episode. Or someone who listens or what? Or
well, that's someone what's so funny. That's what's so funny is that.
Maybe it came up on their FYP.
No. But why would they refer to me by my name?
No,
I
know.
And then I looked at them and I think they follow me. So they're.
What if you're like, I looked at them and it was my dad?
My dad would never. But anyways, when I come, I want to be open and clear about this. When I come to recline at the Seek treatment table, by the way, I am using my brush as a fake microphone.
I know,
right now for dramatic
really
effect.
Like, it's literally, it's giving Padmet. And Amidala, you know what I mean? Decoy vibes. Star Wars.
Is that I know it's Star Wars. Well, I think it's, I actually do know it's
Padme
Star Wars, but I don't
and
know
Amidala.
Enough.
I well,
first
was
I was like,
like,
at first I thought you were talking about Padma Lakshmi, and I said, oh,
me too. Well, I think it's Padme maybe in Star Wars. I don't actually really remember.
Amidala.
But yeah, I actually like can never quite follow the storyline of like Padme and Amidala. Like, even though I know it's just like when they switched, I'm still like, but wait. What's everyone's actual name? You know what I mean?
Everyone keeps sharing that clip on TikTok where she like falls on a horse to sit on it, but she falls like so far that everyone's like, is her pussy okay?
It's really funny.
But let me tell you this. I like Natalie. Wait, my friend just sent me it's not to talk only about TikTok, but a video where someone, I guess the person, there's like an Instagram account called like Natalie Portman fan, but all the captions are like, I want to die. But it's just like pictures of Natalie Portman.
That's so incredible. Wait,
it's kind of scary. I hope that person's okay. But I'm not done with my comment.
Okay. Because I do need to address the masses, but I'll address the masses after your comment.
I'm addressing the masses my way right now.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Because mine's really important.
Cool, mine's not that important. But when I recline at the Sikh treatment table, I don't come dressed up. I don't come trying to impress anyone. If anything, it would hinder my performance as a podcaster who is known for being raw, real, and radical.
Totally.
And if I looked good, it would destroy my career if I looked good on this clip. And also, Pat's gay. Oh, yeah, I love gay, that. So you know, I love Pat's gay. And if I looked too good, I might turn him straight. And if Pat was straight and I was straight, it wouldn't be a very good podcast, now would it?
Do you know who I feel like? Do you know who I feel like when this is black hat? Like, this is a running hat, so it's not the same. But if this is like a non-running normal hat, flat brim, and I was kind of like this, and like, do you know who
like
I'm being
Kendall
right
Roy?
Now? No, but do you know
Brian, like, my boyfriend.
Yeah, this is how Catherine dances.
It is how he dances.
It's hot. To be fair.
I literally, you know what? I just miss him so much. It's so funny. Sometimes when
is he there? I have to respond to that group text. But the group text led me to believe that he was there. But we can sit, talk about it. I'm going to be in Los Angeles, and Amy, friend of the pod, Amy was like, oh, let's get a group dinner. And it was like her boyfriend, you, your boyfriend, Ryan O'Connell's boyfriend.
Oh my God. But, yeah. You know, oh wait, who you know he has, I saw Jonathan yesterday and he goes, yeah, he comes up to me and he goes, I heard a little podcast. And I heard. And he goes, I love Pat. And I don't know why he would think that. And I said, well,
wait, what did I even say?
I think you said basically nothing, which is that you thought he didn't care about you, which is basically
how
we feel about every person on the planet Earth.
Ryan told me that someone texted him, hey guys, if you're listeners and you're supporting us, you need to not be telling on us to Jonathan or anyone else, okay?
I disagree. Like, I think you should always be telling.
I don't want to be telltale.
Always be telling.
I will say,
I want the person who said I looked busted to say if I look worse or better than in the
You
the
look
other
good. Club. I kind of like when a girl has her hair all on one side like that.
You would. It's so Ella Enchanted. It's so like I'm Ella Enchanted.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting really into
I'll never forget in listen, I'm saying I can't look too good because I'll turn you straight and then we wouldn't have a very interesting podcast.
Is this stupid? Will I ever, when Carly works for magic, will I be regretting that I'm like having this hat on during the video?
No, I think it looks cool when Carly works. No, because when we recline at the Sikh treatment table, we're not trying to impress.
I know, but like if I'm wearing a hat, I am kind of trying to impress. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not trying. Though sometimes it is like just
you're putting
me stepping
a hat on a hat. Head, which is the original hat.
Yeah. Wait, no, what was okay? So
sorry,
you had a
professional public announcement too.
I know, but actually the professional public announcement isn't going to come just yet because first I want to like dig into this. Like,
well, let me tell you this about Los Angeles. It is the place to go if you want to develop severe depression.
It is the preeminent place.
I have been looking, if you took a picture of me the past 3 days, I would look like a brochure for Prozac. I would look like a picture of a depressed person in the Webster's dictionary. If the Webster's dictionary had pictures.
I was on real low today. Well, I'm just like, so today I woke up, of course, like JFL posted some clip from my set from the summer. I look absolutely awful for one.
I have to disagree.
For two, my voice was so annoying. I was like, and someone was like, this isn't funny. And I was like, you're absolutely right. Like, I want to lift up this voice. I wanted to lift up their voice.
You pinned that comment.
I just like don't like how I don't like my voice. I don't like how I look. And I don't like my personality.
Holy Trinity. I like my voice. I don't like how I look, but I... No, actually, I don't really like my personality either. I have to talk about something medical.
Wait.
I'm really scared.
Okay. But wait, I just have to dig into this Jonathan and Ryan and Amy, new dinner. Only because it's going to get away from us. But oh yeah, so I'm so excited that we should all have dinner. But you know what it's kind of giving? It's giving like a 2004 like ABC one season nighttime, not even soap, like nighttime drama where it was like, and then there's Brian, where it was like, I think that was a real show starring Matt from Seventh Heaven, where it's
and
like,
and then there was Brian,
like something like that, and it's like
that's an amazing title. Then there was Brian,
but it's like at that time there was shows where it would be like the premise would be like. There was a friend group, everyone was couples, and then, like, one single straight guy. And they're like, when are you going to settle down, Brian? And, like, he was always going to, like, dinner parties by himself.
It's like the musical company. It's like the Sondheim musical company. And it's also, like, one of my favorite movies, Friends with Money. Jennifer Aniston is the single one.
Oh, so I'm the Jennifer.
Have you watched that movie?
You'd like, so I'm the Jennifer.
It could be worse, couldn't it?
You know what I might see today afterwards, after this? I might try to see Glass Onion.
Oh, yeah, I think you'd
like
that. I
also want to see Bones and All.
I really want to see Bones and All. I really want to see Bones and All.
Maybe I'll see Bones and All in LA.
I would love to see Bones and All.
Do you know I'm getting there on Tuesday? Not this coming, but the following.
Perfect. I'm actually having a weird feeling like I'm almost done with my shoot, so I might have some days off in which to hang with you. I mean, you work all day, though, don't you?
No, at that time I will not be working. Now will I? I will. This is our last kind of formal.
I won't be working then. Now will I?
So secondly, now I'm planning money for my formal announcement, my formal addressing of the masses. First of all, I just want to say I'm always so thankful when those shooters out there see something on the web and they think Pat might want to see this and forward it along. That's if you're doing that, you're operating from an amazing place, and I love you for that. But I do think there's been a bit of like some confusion, because we know that I like animal attack videos, and we separate from animal attack, we know that I know about the snake story, but I don't really need to see like snake attack videos once in a while. But when I'm looking for animal attack, I'm really looking for four-legged beasts attacking human. So sometimes people will just tell me things that just about a large snake, and the snake hasn't even attacked anyone, and I'm like,
yeah,
I hope people don't think I love snakes and I want to see all the snake content out there. So if you have sent me lots of snake stuff, know that I'm thankful and your heads and heart are in an amazing place. But I actually don't need to see snake stuff all the time.
Cool.
Okay, you're mad.
No, I'm mad because I forgot. I thought I brought all my pills over here so I could take them while we were recording, but I might Prozac's in the other room. And also, I did that thing. There should be, what's the German word for when you look in your cup and there's just like a lot of dirt in it? And you're like, wait, I've been drinking this cup of water. Like, oh, what weird. The fuck's in this? Do you know what I'm saying?
Because until I get glassware, I'm using solo cups in my new apartment. And I am so.
Wait, look at me. I'm actually using a solo cup right now too. Isn't that weird?
That is strange.
You know, I had a little party yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I had a little backyard party. It was cute. I mean, it was cute, but it was one of those things where I didn't actually get to talk to anyone because I just was kind of milling about. And then, you know, I felt really sad at the end because, and this is no one's fault, but usually it's like when you have a party like that, like at the end, it would be like me and Brian, like cleaning up or like going in to have sex or something. But instead I just like had to clean up everything by myself. And it was like, kind of took forever. It was kind of disgusting.
Who was there?
I invited everyone that I love in LA. A lot of people from the show, Ryan and Jonathan came, which is when we were talking about you yesterday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A bunch of people were out of town because it's Thanksgiving after all, but it was a good group.
Ryan is setting me up on
a date.
I know, but I'm a little nervous about it. I don't like when it feels like there's expectations. I mean, the person is really hot, but it's just scary because it's like, oh my God, I got so tricked yesterday. It was classic. It was like 2018. I've been tricked.
You got tricked?
I got tricked terribly. I think I've like decided now in my new found singledom, I'm just going to tell the stories. And if it blows up my chances with people, like, who cares? Do you know what I mean?
I'm so fucking excited for that.
So basically, like, oh my God, I wish you could have been a fly on the wall. But like, I'm sitting around with my family on the day after Thanksgiving playing with.
Wait, how was your Thanksgiving, by the way, King?
It was just like, whatever.
It was classic.
It was like,
how do they feel about your breakup?
You know, everyone has so much going on. Like, I think they miss Angelo, but I think that, you know, I do think when you're one of six, like, people don't always follow all your storylines. Do you know what I mean?
Your storyline. Your life.
So I'm playing Ticket to Ride, a really fun but stressful board game with two of my brothers and one of my brother's girlfriends. And I get a DM from someone who is like connected to our friends, but like I've seen him around, whatever. He lives in we're from the same hometown. And it was like this back and forth of like, oh, should we meet up and hang or something? But I was like, what is this?
That's cute.
But do you know when you're like, what is this? And I was like,
that's a date.
So then I was like,
otherwise, why would you meet up with a random friend that you don't know on Thanksgiving?
So anyways, he's like, he couldn't do that night. I was like, I'm going back to the city tonight, whatever. So ends up, he sends me a flyer to someone I know's party, but I didn't receive the flyer, but I was confident I would be welcomed there as someone who knows the host. And he's like, do you want to go to this party? And I was like, sure. So then, but then I was like, so what is this? Like, first of all, asking him to go to a party with you is very like, 90s rom-com.
It's so 90s. I know. It's so like kind of my friend's party. And then you go in like a black cocktail dress and like they hand you a glass of champagne.
Yeah. Or it's like you're in high school and you're like, oh my God, Trevor asked me to go to the to Sally's party with him. You know what
right,
I mean?
Or that. That's so true. Or that.
So I'm like, okay. Okay. What is whatever. So then he's like, let's get a drink before. So I'm like, sure. And then that changes to a dinner or no, going over these people's apartment who I knew of and actually really like from afar, but I'm not friends with them just yet. So anyways, it changes to a group dinner and even then, so it's us four and then also comes, which is just like bleep out that name. And then, so I'm just like, what necessarily is this, which is fine. But I'm like, you know, when you're like, wait, so ultimately, why am I going to a party? Something I famously hate doing. Like, what?
Right. With someone you don't know.
And I'm like, is this a 90s date or is this actually just going to a party in Bushwick? Yeah. So anyways, then we get there. I keep texting my one other.
Is this last night or is this Friday?
This is last night. This is like real time live.
This is
so
fresh.
Then I get to the party. So besides these people I had dinner with who I adore but don't know very well, I then end up not knowing really anyone else except for honestly the one person I did know who it was so much fun hanging out and chatting was Alex Schmidt, Egg Periton.
My favorite girl.
Yeah, I had so much fun like sitting.
I miss her so much.
You know what there needs to be a German word for? When you walk into a party, you don't know anyone there, and you're like, how am I going to survive this? Like, I can't just walk back out. Like, I have to be here for at least some time. Like, I don't know how I'm going to even survive. And then when you're able to, like, find touchstones and community and build a life for yourself at that party and kind of pass the time, there's nothing, like prouder. Yeah. I'm never prouder of myself than when I'm able to create an amazing life for myself at a party when I didn't think.
That's so real.
Anyways, then I found out the person was like hooking up with someone else at the party. And I was like, wait, why am I here?
What the fuck?
I know. So I just felt very like, but
here's
no,
a question.
No one ever
here's
said
a question.
Anything.
What are people up to? What are people up to?
I know, but I just was like, I don't know that necessarily I would. I don't know. But I should be going out. I should be doing things. I should be engaging with the world around me. So it's all good. And then I did, separate from all that, wake up today so depressed about everything, but whatever. I hope I didn't overshare, but like, that's just a story, right?
To be honest, you didn't really say anything.
Yeah. And that's the key to having a podcast.
No, you just kind of said that, like, you just, what you did was you touched on. No, you touched on that classic space that you found yourself in many a time where it's, is it friend or lover?
Yes. Yes.
And I honestly don't know, because part of me thinks like, I don't know. Like, are you giving off friend vibes?
Probably. I almost always am. But I also, I don't, like, the fact that I'm talking about this publicly means, like, I don't care. You know what I mean? My God, I'm wrong. You know what I mean? It's just, like, whatever. But it was.
You had a curious moment.
So much of being single is being at a party and being like, wait, why am I here? Why am I here? Even if, like, you love everyone there. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. That's kind of being at a party even when you're not single, because you're kind of like, so why am I here if I'm just
I guess it's just being at a party.
What is the point of parties? I mean, I had one yesterday.
If you could drink, the but point even is to get absolutely crunk. It's like absolutely
crunk is a word I haven't heard in a long time. But, I do have, I know I say this every so often, but lately it's like, I guess I don't want to get really drunk because then I know I'll do something stupid and feel bad. And so then I just get like a little tipsy and then I'm like, what's even the point? Because what am I even doing? I most enjoy a drink like after a long day at work and you have like a cocktail with your friend. Like, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Yesterday I kind of felt like it was nice hosting because I wanted to use my nice backyard I have, and I was glad it seemed like people were having fun, but I was just sort of bopping around and I wasn't really I didn't really have any deep moments of connection.
What was I going to say?
Although I have to say, there's this girl who's really pretty to me, and I was like,
oh, interesting.
I was like, what's?
Did her boobs happen to be pushed against the shower glass?
I don't know. You know when someone just intrigues you, and you're like, I don't know what this is, but I just like need. I just feel the urge to talk.
Yeah. I wonder who I'll see while I'm.
Then I couldn't. I couldn't really because I was bopping around.
Yeah.
I'm gonna grab my Prozac really quick while you formulate this idea.
Okay, I don't have necessarily an idea, but I guess I could talk about, well, I suppose I can talk about the, well, one, I still have high hamstring tendinopathy, and if you've had that and you've been able to get rid of it without taking time off of running, can you please tell me how? Because I really want to kind of build up my mileage back up kind of without losing any time. And the last thing I will say is that, I just finished my first week back after taking time off after my half, and it went pretty well. I hit like 75 miles, all easy running, and I got through it. But I do worry that like when I start running harder, it's going to like be even worse. So if you have had that, tell me how. And secondly, you know, I'll say I'm really excited about one really fun weekend that no one talks about is, you know, BU, Boston University, has a famously fast indoor track. And so right now it's the kind of time in NCAA running, like, cross-country champs are over, and of course indoors hasn't started yet, and the athletes are mainly taking time off. But what the kinky people at BU athletics department did was they said, what if everyone, you know, is going to come back from Christmas break and try to get their qualifiers for nationals, you know, when indoor meets start back up in like January, but what if we created a meet on like truly 2 weekends after NCAA cross country where the fastest people can all race track just off their cross country fitness and see if they can't get qualifiers that way. And so now we have some really, and it's always really fun to see what, because you haven't, these people haven't been running track. They've been running cross country where times don't mean anything. And you always wonder like, what does this fitness translate to in the track? And then you kind of get to see a little preview of it. So I'm so excited for next Saturday. I think we have NAU men and women running. I think we have NCAA champion Caitlin Tui racing a 5K. I honestly think she can get the NCAA record indoors, which depending on how you view the record, might belong to Jenny Barringer Simpson, who ran 1501 shockingly in 2009 and then gave an interview that I actually watch sometimes to this day because I think she speaks very eloquently about her races. But anyways, I think that Caitlin Tui might beat a record.
What does she say about the race?
Well, this was in 2009, but basically she had run. I just like love Jenny Barringer Simpson. She really says, she went, the way she talks in interviews about races is just so smart to me. And I just always enjoy since, you know, for 13 years now, but because she's still competing. But in 2009, she had an unbelievable campaign. Like, she took off cross country because she had went to the Olympics for steeplechase, and that was what she was known for. And she wasn't known for like flat track races. And then like she came out, UW, University of Washington, has a 300 meter indoor track, so times are always a little faster there. That's why I'm like, do you count it as the record? I don't know. But she came out and raced a 3K first, and she ran like 8:52 or something. And that's really good. It's really, really good, and would win nationals most years, but it's not quite historic. But it still was like, okay, Jenny's back and she's fit. And she gave this like interview where she was like, yeah, cat's out of the bag, I'm fit, whatever. And she was like, gave this really cool interview. But then the next 2 weeks later, there was another meet at Washington. She came back and raced a 5K, and she ran 15:01, and it was shocking. No collegiate woman had run under 15:15 indoors, or maybe even out. It was like so crazy to run 15:01. And so she had this interview where she was like, I can't believe I ran 15:01. You know, last 2 weeks ago, I came here and I ran 8:52 in the 3K. And I didn't say it at the time, but it was really a bit of a rust buster. I ran it kind of stupid. I think I went out in like 67 and then slowed down. But I don't know. She just kept talking about like what her and her coaches were talking about before the race and then what she was thinking about. She's like, I stopped getting splits at like 2 miles, and then it was just truly a race against the clock. But I just can't believe I ran 15:01. That would be huge, I think, for any American woman right now. And I'm just really happy to be in that conversation. And, you know, people know me as a steeplechaser, but you know, it's really nice indoors to be able to guiltlessly just run these flat races because steeple isn't even an option. And I want to prove that, you know, steeple is a great event. It's a tough event and I love it and choose to do it, but I can really bring it in these flat races too.
Wow. Well, you know what? Guess who, speaking of, I actually can relate to you. Guess who was at my party yesterday?
Who? I can't believe this party. I'm kind of shocked. Alexia. Yeah. Oh, man.
And it was unearthed that the actor who was playing my love interest in the show, he ran the decathlon.
Oh,
in
where?
College.
For what
college.
School? For what school?
Which one? I think, Williams.
Interesting.
And they were talking about running, and I said, I wish Pat was here because he could really talk to you.
Did Alexi like say anything about me or what?
No, we didn't get to talk much because that's like it was classic. Like, I was bopping. I was hostess mode. I was getting people some drinks. I was bopping. I was wearing my mini red UGG, which we're getting a lot of what I'm not calling compliments, but I'm calling comments.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
Is almost that, as good.
That's
but
like
I
how
actually,
I
I'm actually a little sad because my, apparently they're called micro mini or something, but apparently my micro mini red UGGs, I don't know what happened. They got so dirty yesterday that I'm like, I don't want to wear these ever again. They're disgusting inside and out.
I'm
just like me, full of filth. I have two. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm having a thing where even though I'm charging my like computer is like going down in power, but very slowly. Is it because
yeah.
of just the podcast?
Crazy, I don't know, because that happened to my phone the other day. It was crazy stuff too.
No, you go.
No, I just have a lot of things to talk about. One being like, the culture of unsubscribing from like an email chain is so like everyone's trying to deceive you at every turn. Like, first of all, you have to scroll to the very bottom. It's the smallest word. And then sometimes you have to like click an extra button and then go to another
crazy.
Website. And I'm like, just let me, I'd say, honey, I'm not reading your emails anyway. Just let me out.
Yeah, totally. Let me out.
Set me free. I know what I need to buy. I don't need your email.
I read a script that I wrote like a year ago and was expecting to hate it so much, and then I liked it. So that did make me feel good for 1 second.
Wait, that's incredible.
I know.
My second issue, I needed someone who's a doctor. I woke up this morning and, oh, this is disgusting. Basically, randomly, my thumb hurt here, like under the skin, and I touched it and there's like this little ball.
Wait. Show
there's
me
like
it.
A little, you can't see it. It's like under my skin, there's like a tiny ball.
Ew, I would hate that.
Painful. No, I fucking hate it. And I need
a
doctor to tell me.
If it were to happen to me.
Well, it's disgusting and it hurts. And it's not like a blister. It's like deep under my skin. It feels like a little tiny ball that I can roll around. So please message me. Tell me what's wrong.
Should I go to the movies tonight and like embrace just like self-care? Or should I put on my big girl panties and like set up my table or something? You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I think, what's your plan for the rest of the day?
Well, I just have a bit of writing to do, and like, that's really it. I want
to
do push-ups.
I think you should go to the movies.
Yeah, maybe I'll go to the movies. There's no movies near here. Why did I move here? Is it stupid? Yeah, it is.
We have a big, nice apartment, so that's not, once it's all set up, they'll be happy.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't even know how to set things up. Like, it's kind of like, how would I ever get a dresser here? You know what I mean? How would that
I know
ever
exactly.
Happen?
I know exactly what you mean. It's so hard. But the thing about it is you can actually pay more to have someone else do it for you.
Okay. So basically.
What you need to do is you have to just accept you're going to spend $1 billion, and you go to like westelm.com and you add like assembly, and then they add like an extra $1,000, and then someone comes into your apartment. Some men come into your apartment usually. Sorry, maybe some women, some people come into your apartment and they set it up so quickly in a way that you're like, am I the dumbest person on planet Earth?
I know. So basically what happened was like, I did do that for one of the items, but I meant to do it for all of them. And then the day when he came, I wasn't in an emotional space. I wasn't in an emotional space to welcome. So he called and I was like, I will pay the full price. I can't do it right now. And I was about to start work, to be fair. So he left, but I paid for it. But can I have them send someone back when I'm in a better place?
Yeah, why don't you tell them you were just in a bad place that day and you need someone to come back?
I've been in such a bad place. It's
really?
Not fair. Yeah. Well, I stopped taking my meds for no reason.
Well,
like 6 months ago
stupid.
Now. I know.
What?
Probably like, no, but not 6 months
Wait,
ago. Probably
what?
Around like London and Dublin and like in Montreal, like during that trip, I like just kind of lost track of them. And then it was kind of like, I accidentally.
I'm getting kind of worried.
Cool. I accidentally kept forgetting. And then so
accidentally
then
in love. I'm in love. Okay. How much were you on?
I was on, well, at the end, I had been on different points on 20 milligrams, 30 milligrams, or 40 milligrams of Prozac. At the end, I was on 20 milligrams. And then I was on 300 milligrams of Wellbutrin also. And it got to a point where, I don't notice any noticeable difference, to be honest. And like, yeah, I'm in a bad place, but I was also in a bad place then. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I have to be honest. I've been thinking about the same thing. I'm kind of like, I know it's such a cliche, but I'm like, I don't know if I feel like this is making any difference in my life. I'm on 20 mil Prozac, and I'm kind of like, I'm curious. I know it's like not good to do that,
No,
but
it's
I'm
definitely not
curious.
good, but I kind of like kept forgetting to take it, and then I would remember, so I'd end up taking it like every other day about, and then like I don't know why. I'm like a caricature of a mentally unwell person, like who won't take their meds. Do you know what
I know, but you're also going through a major life change,
mean? Yeah.
which is kind of a good time to be on meds, no offense.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm sure you still have the prescription.
Yeah.
I have to
I
say,
mean,
as
I
an
get it like
outsider,
online.
I have to say, as an outsider, when you went on meds, watching how your life changed completely was kind of incredible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did it?
Are you joking? Like when you got on meds, all of a sudden you were so productive. You started
Really?
like, yeah, you like started writing scripts, you started doing all this work, you like,
I don't
I feel like you
remember
were doing so
that.
well, and then you got all these jobs. Well, that's why you're in a good place now, because of the
I
work you did
know. All right,
before.
maybe I'll have to. I mean, I still have them, so maybe I'll. And literally, the place that prescribes them is like meds.com, where like every once in a while, like I get an email. It's like, your appointment's today. I was like, I never agreed to that. Someone calls. I'm like, hi. They're like, hi, do you want to still be on meds? And I was like, sure.
Wait,
And I'm like, okay, you
how do
are.
I
And they're
do
like,
that?
okay,
But
you are.
how do I
I
get
don't
on?
know.
What's Can you actually
I'll
send me the
find the
information? Because the
email.
woman I work with for medicine is charging me $1 million to do that on the phone, just to be like, hey, okay, yeah. And then
Yeah,
it
they
charges me like,
charge,
how
oh
much?
no, maybe like 100 and something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She charges like $350 just to talk to me for 3 minutes.
Oh no, yeah, he does it, he or whoever this voice is on the other end of the phone. I wouldn't have felt comfortable getting initial prescriptions from them,
Now that you
but
know,
I
right?
now that I
That's how I feel too.
know,
The
but like I.
American Medical Industrial Complex is the biggest joke. It is the new comedy network. It is Alaska Air. It is Comedy Central. It is a web series. It is hilarious, and I'm laughing.
Who else was a Comedy Network recently?
I know,
Taylor
I
Swift
can't
is a
remember.
comedy. Taylor Swift is a Comedy Network for when she's like, I can't remember. Bejeweled, what did she say? Anyone that's in the
Oh.
band ask me if I've a man, I tell
That's
them I
Anthony.
can't
Can't
remember.
remember. That's a good
That
joke.
and that's a comedy joke, and then another comedy joke is, and we've already been over this, so it's kind of like retreading, but when she says, my flight was awful, thanks for asking.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Yeah.
It's interesting
That
because
I can't believe Lana Del Rey is.
we know she flies private, so it's interesting to
It can
like
still
point
be awful because of what's
to.
going on inside.
Totally.
You can have it all. You can be so rich and you can still be unhappy. Isn't that
I
amazing?
remember when I was like getting sober, there's always people who would like talk and be like, I had about six figures in the bank. I had a Mercedes Benz. I had the
Yeah.
prettiest, biggest house you've ever seen, an amazing job, and I was miserable. And I was like,
Shut
no, you weren't.
up. Yes, they were. Let them be miserable. I did something so crazy. Was I flew to Houston for 24 hours for Thanksgiving because I was homesick. But on the way back, they were like, it's only $200 to upgrade to first class. And I was like,
Incredible.
I know this isn't worth it because it's not lie flat bed and I'm not even hungry. But I
Yeah.
did it anyways. And I got a window seat. And the guy next to me was like, really. He was just really cool. Like he
Yeah. See,
I don't want to sit by a cool person on air. I want to sit by like the mo I want to sit by like someone's sweet like mom.
I don't like to
Someone's like, I have to
sit.
pee.
I remember one time like sitting next to this cute gay in first class. And I was like, is this gonna be something? But never saw him again.
Well,
But
there's still time. You might see him again.
yeah, maybe I will. But
There's still
also,
time, dog.
I don't like window seat because I have to pee so much. I can't. It's like I'm gonna be always asking you to get up so I can pee. Do you know
No,
what I mean?
I hate window seat. That's the whole point. Is I was like,
Oh, I
I
thought
was
you were
like,
saying
I
you liked
no,
it.
honey, no. I was like, I can't pay $200 to sit window. I would have, ra I think, and also I think had I sat in economy class and sat aisle, I would have respected myself more and done the work I needed to do. Instead, I disrespected myself by having a red wine on the plane and online shopping and buying Wi-Fi. Like I have an issue. I have a million issues.
Got issues. Remember that song? You got
Yeah.
them too.
And then,
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
and isn't it like the issue is that I miss you, or is that
I don't know if that was her issue.
what? The
I don't
issue
think
is
she
that
ever like felt comfortable with saying what her issues were. She just felt like saying a lot
she.
that she had them.
It's kind of like
It
our podcast.
was totally. The song was like written to a lover sort of thing. And the POV was
and what
like,
are the issues is how I miss you. Isn't that the song?
Maybe, but I don't think so, but maybe. Because I can't remember a single word of it. I just remember her big point that she was making in the song was like, I got issues and so do mm-hmm. you. And that's why we have clack. And that's why we are lightning in a bottle. And that's why we fuck like no other. It's because we have
like rabbits.
We both have issues and that's why we get each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
people
so
love that people love that kind of like idea.
That trope, like bad yeah. girl, bad boy. Well, you know what I always think about is in Legally Blonde where she goes to visit that old woman at the spa and the woman's like, I heard they fuck like rabbits. Remember that?
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Something
yeah.
so bad just happened to me. A piece of hair got stuck in the nail I was painting.
Your fingers are really going through it today.
Well, if you felt this weird lump under my thumb, you'd be so worried.
Oh, I'm scared of it.
I texted my family and they said they don't know.
That sucks.
I know. Ben? Truthfully, Ben?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why would I have a lumpy ball under my skin below my thumb?
I'm depressed about my high hamstring tendinopathy, which is like not gone.
I keep saying I'm going to go to the gym and yeah, I'm just in my house.
Oh, that's hard. It's hard to leave
it's
the
just
house.
It's just crazy. I can't stress this enough. I was so hot on Thursday and then I have been binge eating basically since it's like Thanksgiving opened a portal. And then when I came, it wasn't even Thanksgiving. Like I didn't even do damage on Thanksgiving. I was like actually like ate a respectable amount. I ate, I was full. I was perfect. And then Friday, I really binged because I wanted to have my favorite sandwich from Houston, which is called the California Connection.
With no other descriptors, just hearing my favorite sandwich. I was like, oh, that sounds so good.
It was so good. If I wasn't hungry, then I ate it. And then that opened the binging portal. And then I've basically been binging since then. I mean, this morning, I stopped and I had like my leftover quinoa salad, which was good, but... Anyways,
there's
I have to
no
tell you something.
Places to eat that I know around me yet.
We have to learn the lay of the land.
I don't want
to
learn.
That's true.
Wait, tell me something.
I know. Have you read Milk Fed?
No, I've been actually so bad with reading in general. Okay. I'm getting stuck on books and like not caring anymore.
Well, guess what? I've rediscovered my love of reading and I've read like 4 books in the past 2 weeks. And wow. I finally read Milk Fed by Melissa Broder, which was, you know, everyone was talking about it a while ago. It was really popular, but it's so good. And the way she, did I tell you this? The way she talks about disordered eating is like the realest, most relatable thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I think someone told me about this also, or maybe you did.
I think you'd really like it. I'm going to kill myself if I told you about it on the podcast.
Yeah, I think you did because I remember we were doing like Jesus.
Oh my God, cut.
No, leave.
Cut this. That's this is so embarrassing.
It's so true of life. It's like we're always just repeating ourselves.
Make an example of me, daddy.
Any which ways, I don't know what I'll do tonight. I don't know what
I think you should. I think you should let yourself go to the movies and look forward to it and have some popcorn.
I don't have popcorn, do I?
Why? I love popcorn.
I just didn't want to. I saw the Black Panther with my family. It was really good.
How was it?
It was really good. I've taken a bit of a step away.
Now that you're a Marvel head.
I know, but I've taken a step away. I haven't seen, like, after Endgame, I watched Black Widow when it came out, and then I watched WandaVision. But, like, I haven't seen any of the other films.
Did you like WandaVision as much as everyone else in this damn country?
What I'll say about WandaVision, and this is what I said. This is what I said the second it ended. I said, that was an accomplishment. That was an accomplishment.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, Marvel is really good, like, for better or worse, like, it really? Is good, yeah.
Okay, an accomplishment, it's beautiful.
Yeah, WandaVision is an accomplishment.
Why?
I don't know why, it just...
It accomplished something.
It's an accomplishment because it accomplished something.
The way I'm painting my nails right now looks so fucking bad, ugh.
I had cut to me like in the car with my brother and sister on the way to like family Thanksgiving, but biting with my teeth the nail polish off my nails to try to be normal.
That is so HBO.
That is say HBO, say such a fish out of water story. So we're looking for some fish out of water stories. What we really aim for the book is we try to fill our fish out of water, exciting voices, or someone from somewhere that isn't New York or LA. Do you
That's
have
what they're obsessed
like that?
With.
They're obsessed
like, hey,
with.
They're like, we want a show about someone who has nothing to do with you and has nothing about you is interesting. So could you write a show about something that you would never know about, you don't connect to, you don't relate to? Now, if you could write us that show, we would love to work with you.
Yeah.
Because we love your voice as long as you're not talking about anything that you know anything about.
I do hope that when you die and get to heaven, like you're greeted by like everyone you've had a general with who you don't remember. And they like welcome you to the afterlife and they like take your hands and you walk into a big field and they're like... You're like, you're gonna love it here. Like
here, your voice count, your voice matters.
They're like, you're gonna love it in heaven. And if you even just send us a couple sentences of something you're working on, we love to like get in the ground
keep
floor
us in the loop in heaven.
Yeah, keep us in the loop in heaven.
I can't believe that horrible image. They're all named beautiful. Jessica or Jacqueline. God, people are so fucking stupid, but also beautiful, and also it's not their fault how they are.
Generals are so interesting because it's like, what do you say? You know what I mean? Like,
well, they almost don't exist anymore for me.
I keep having them still.
Really?
I guess once in a while, I'll say this. Like,
everyone's over me. I feel like.
No, I think that you're just. I think generals are just like. I don't think they're a barometer of that. I think that like. I will say like every like 95 I go on, there'll be one where I'm like, oh, that person was cool, and I feel like we'll like work together or something. So there's that.
I get that too, but then I never actually do.
Yeah.
Maybe because I don't actually make anything or have ideas.
Wait, how's your move? I'm sorry I never read your outline yet. I'm really sorry. I've been having a lot
of
like...
Oh, it's
okay. How's it going?
Well, I think I finished my outline, but I've been waiting to hear what my agents think. But if you have time to read it, I still want you to. Did I send you the latest version?
You sent me a version that was the latest version you sent me, but I don't know if there's a later version than that.
If you have time, I'll send you another one.
Do you know what's the bleakest? Okay, this is like Drew Barrymore writing Cellar Door on the chalkboard and saying it's beautiful. It's the most beautiful word in the English language.
Is Drew Barrymore in that?
Yeah, she does. That's her line.
She's Cellar Door?
She's Cellar Door. And she's
I didn't know that.
She's also, sit next to the boy that you think is cutest.
What? I don't remember that.
Oh my God, that's my favorite moment of any movie is basically, what's that girl's name? She like went on to be something. Let me search Donnie Darko girl. Let's see. Now, when I Google something on the pod now, I feel like, you know, when you see on TikTok or whatever, they'll post like videos of the pod and they're like sitting with computers. Do you know what I mean? Like while they record their podcast. Mm-hmm. That's being me right now. While I Google Donnie Darko girl.
I wish we had like a cool podcast studio with like an ugly poster and a hideous couch and like a shitty neon light. Maybe one day.
Who is that girl again?
Nothing exciting is happening to me this very second. That's hard. I'm trying to write my column today and it's just not.
Oh, Jenna Maloney.
Yeah, she's in a lot of stuff.
So Jenna Maloney is a new girl. She comes in and she doesn't know where to sit. And Drew Barrymore scans the room and she says, she's a new girl in class. She's like, this is Jenna Maloney. She'll be new. And then she looks to Jenna and she says, sit next to the boy you find the cutest.
That's so crazy and she should be fired.
I know. It was like so cool. I often narratively can't find the purpose of, not to like analyze Donnie Darko in 2022 as a 34-year-old out and proud gay man. But
why not? Hell.
But I couldn't.
Like, hell, even, why not?
I remember even being a literal child watching that movie and being like, narratively, what is the purpose of Drew Barrymore's character? And I also still feel that way, but maybe I would watch it now and see some kind of narrative purpose she served.
I don't remember it. I just remember Cellar Door and I remember loving the movie, but I don't remember more than that.
It was her. And then there was another like science teacher, I think, who was also cool. And they were like, you know, fucking on the side. And I remember at the end, they were like showing all, like they showed them in bed one night, just like lying there in bed.
That's always fun.
And I think that Drew Barrymore looked to him and said, Donnie Darko. And he was like, I know. And they both laugh. And what's the point of that?
Well, I really don't remember. I think I'll have to do a rewatch.
Why do I remember? I'm actually freaking myself out by remembering so much of Donnie Darko.
I'm like wondering if it's accurate, biblically accurate.
It's biblical. Read the Bible, sweetheart.
I would never. I'm done. You know that I've read some of the Bible, and let me tell you, it didn't suit me. Here's what the Bible says. Here's my impression of the Bible. No. But then it's like God is love. God is love, and it's actually there's some beautiful parts of it. But then everyone actually is angry.
Sometimes when it comes to the Bible, sometimes I'm like, Does it even say no, or do people just like people will read you and be like, and so God said to his son, have lamb, like be lamb and shepherd everyone into this. And thou
do
who
this
does
is a
not
cool bit.
What?
Do you think there's a world in which I completely lose my mind and start thinking my knee is a baby and I start like swaddling it?
Like, that'd be cool if that happened.
Okay. Sorry, keep going about what. I have read lots of the Bible, and a lot of it is no, and a lot of it's like actually cool, and it's like love is love, and I'm gonna hang out with a prostitute, yeah, and I'm gonna hang out with someone everyone hates. But I don't love when God was like, you know what, God was such a needy, needy bitch when he was like, kill your son or you don't love me.
I know, and then that when was so toxic.
And then when he said, okay, I'll kill the son, he was like, okay, JK, just playing with your heart. It's like, for what, God?
That was gaslighting 101.
For what, God?
Yeah, that was literally NXIVM level shit. Have
oh
you
my
watched
God.
The second season?
Can I talk to you about this?
I'm
not hooked.
I'm not hooked. So I thought I was going to go.
Wait, you are satisfied.
So yeah, I thought I was going to go ahead and not be hooked. And then.
Oh, interesting.
What happened was I became hooked.
Now that's interesting.
Hooked on NXIVM. And.
Hooked on phonics.
Yeah. Literally like one of the only fights me and Angela got in post breakup was about Nancy Salzman's culpability. Cause I'm like a huge apologist.
You think it's not Nancy's fault?
I think that, well, for one thing, I think honestly what I think, if you were to write a thesis statement about the second season, I think it is about this blurring of lines between victim and perpetrator in cults. Cause it's like everyone gets brought in and then they bring more people in. So it's like you both were brought in and you both brought other people
right in.
And
I haven't watched enough of it to know where I stand.
I mean, it did seem like HBO. I mean, you know, when you're watching a documentary and it's like, okay, so I know what you want me to think, and like it's working. I do think that, but I also know that you made it that way. Like that's kind of how I felt.
You're like, good
it.
Job. Like, you tricked me by putting me in the place where I'm supposed to get tricked.
Yeah. So that's how I felt. I was like, yeah, I think I feel really. I felt like badly for Nancy, but I was like, I
but
know
I
HBO wants me to. My corporate daddy, HBO wants me to.
I only saw like one part of the Nancy episode because I was just like, I was cooking while Brian was watching it. But Nancy, when she talks about like falling in love with Keith's mind, I'm like, well, I don't, you sound stupid. That's,
do you know that they,
what are you falling
it
in?
Was, can I give you a small fake spoiler?
Yeah.
In the last episode, it gets revealed that she had sex with Keith in the very beginning. And then he immediately stopped and was like, I'm not into it with you. And then he started having sex with her daughter.
Yeah, and he
made her keep his secret, the daughter. So like Nancy didn't know.
The whole thing is so disgusting.
Yeah, Keith is really disgusting.
But it's just so funny because whenever they show the footage, I'm like, who fell in love with the mind of this absolute disgusting hoarder who looks like shit and isn't even saying anything interesting? I shouldn't speak on something I haven't fully.
No,
digested.
I got a text.
I haven't watched it. What did it say?
It was from dear friend of the pod and like one of the only real, real, real girls like on the Eastern Seaboard. Mm-hmm. And that is, of course, Betsy Kenny.
Oh, do you have a crush?
Oh, wait. The last thing I'll say, and this was fully like levely American Pie humor, and I know it, like basically like remember in season one, they were like, Keith fled to Mexico and he got like apprehended in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally they took him to Mexico because they wanted to like show their commitment to him because he was going through a hard time because the feds were mad at him for human trafficking. And so they were like, what we're gonna do is we're gonna do a group blowjob for Keith in Mexico, and that's what we're going in as a plan. Then like,
are you joking?
The feds burst in. It's literally American Pie. It's Stifler. It's like, I'm about to get a group blowjob. And then the feds burst in and like arrest you before you can. Isn't that like American
what?
Pie?
Yeah, that's like
that is Stifler's. Pie. That is Stifler's day out. As Stifler goes to Mexico in a cult.
That's kooky.
I used to be attracted to that guy who played Stifler.
My dad just said the other day that Stifler, he thinks we were talking
about Stifler.
we were talking about White Lotus, and we were talking about how the, I can't remember his name, the actor who plays like the hot douchey frat bro.
Yeah. He's
my dad
so
was
hot.
Like, my dad
Theo,
said he
Theo,
my dad
Theo.
Said he looks like Stifler.
Oh wow, that's a huge compliment to both parties.
I know.
I'm an episode
White Lotus
behind.
Is so good. It's so
hot.
Good. It's so
Everyone's
good.
So hot. It's crazy. It's so... I'll say my crush of the week is Alex Schmidt, nay Egg Periton, because it was just so fun, like building a life together at that party and like creating a life with her at that party.
I want to apologize that I haven't said a single funny or interesting thing today, but that's okay.
No, you have. You have. I haven't.
No.
I certainly haven't.
No, it's okay. That's okay. My crush of the week is my crush of the week is keep this in. I don't know yet. Let me think.
Maybe I have a second one. Mine is also Drew Barrymore specifically in Donnie Darko when she says, sit next to the boy in class, you find the cutest, or something like that. Let me find the exact quote.
Mine, okay, I have mine. Mine is modern air travel, because even though it's hell and we complain about it and everything always sucks when you're traveling, the fact that I could go home for 24 hours on Thanksgiving was so nice.
Yes, yeah,
it was only 3 hours. Modern air travel. My other crush is...
Can you hear this? Wait, can you hear this? Wait. Can you hear this?
No. Oh, yeah. Okay, a little bit. Wait, very
let
faint.
Me text. I'm going to text myself the link. Play it on my phone. Hold my phone to the...
I can't wait.
Hold my phone to the microphone.
Let it shout out.
Okay, so really funnily, for some reason, like... You know when phones do... What?
Sorry, really quickly. There's still tickets left to my early LA show. So if you're free... Sunday, December 4th at 6 p.m. and you live in Los Angeles, California, and you want to see my show, please come. You can get tickets at katherine-cohen.com/tour. I recently updated my website. Like, it's 2009.
Yeah, wait. And I'm actually really annoyed because there's still tickets left to, I think, my LA show at Dynasty at 10 p.m. on Friday, December 9th. And so you should go on Dynasty's website and get them if you want. But you don't have to. But, like...
You have to for me.
Okay. Where is this amazing quote?
You look like you belong here. Where do I sit? Sit next to the boy you think is the cutest.
Ew, what? That's so weird.
And then she looks like it's quiet.
Sit next to the boy you find is cute.
Like you belong here. Where do I sit?
Such a long pause.
Sit next to the boy you think is the cutest. Quiet.
What the fuck? That's crazier than I even thought. That's so crazy. I can't believe that.
Got the jacuzzi running. Okay, cool.
Okay, sweetie pie. Well,
do you feel hot today?
Do you feel hot today? No,
absolutely
no,
not.
No,
absolutely
no,
not. No, I feel no, busted. No.
To borrow a phrase. I love that. I love that person unconditionally. I feel really bloated. I've been eating really terribly. It's time to make a change and break away. I spread my wings and I learn how to fly. I do what it takes till I reach the sky. Make a chance. Oh. Take a plane. Get it all. It's breakaway.
It's giving breakaway.
God, I am so boring. The fact that I have to write today and I have nothing interesting jangling around in my little head. Whatever.
I know. I want to start my newsletter again, but it's hard because I know like the main thing I would have to write about is like processing my breakup, which feels too personal still. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're too close to
Maybe
it.
Maybe I'll do that.
You know what I'm so proud of? I wrote some new poems. Last week, and I actually thought they were pretty good.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah, I saw some that were really funny.
Thank you.
The one that was, like, beside my life or something.
Oh, thank you, Patrick Owen. Now, are you mad at me?
No. Are you mad at me?
No. Oh, there's this part that I love. I think it's in the first season of Search Party where Alia Shawkat's character is, like, she's, like, drunk or something, and she grabs her boyfriend. She's like, don't be mad at me, please. And I say it to Brian all the time. Don't be mad at me, please. Don't be mad.
I need to finish Search Party. I need to finish it.
It's such a good show.
All right. Well.
All right, team.
All right, team. So this was an episode, like it or not. Like it or not.
And if do what you can today to sit next to the cutest boy in class.
Yeah, and if and then when someone when people go like, oh, but quiet,
quiet.
Look who
quiet.
She look how look who the young girl chooses.
And let her have her pick of and litter.
Let's call it. Let's title this episode. This was an episode, like it or not.
This was an episode like it or, this is an episode colon like it or not no colon. All right, guys, rock and roll and stay real.
And
what is it,
what
Pat?
I'll leave everyone
what
on,
is it, Pat? And leave this in.
What I'll leave everyone on is the question that I'm wondering about is it bad to be 34? Just kind of something everyone should be thinking about, because it affects millions. Today,
over Thanksgiving, my mom asked how old you were now, and I said he's actually 34, and she
what she said. Did she feel kind
of... She had a very neutral response, actually. I
didn't say, I'm sorry, he's going through that.
No, but she said, I did have to tell her about your breakup.
Oh, what did she say?
She goes, oh!
Oh.
And I was like, no, it's okay, it's okay, it's for the best. And she was like, oh, she goes, okay.
This is for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so I'm glad that Lisa's doing well.
Yeah.
Women supporting women. Okay, cool.
All right, love.
Bye.
And light, bye. Seek treatment if you're boring.